98.9 KISS FM. It's Drew and Casey playing the most hits from the 90s to now, and we have her in once a month. Sunita Sitara, our neurologist, is with us today, and we've been told not to make her laugh.
That's right.
Because she just had surgery.
I know, on my mouth.
Are you okay?
I am okay, yes.
You came to the right show for that, so don't you worry.
Yeah, we're not making you laugh at all.
Nothing ever is funny.
No. See, that hurt.
Sorry.
Stop making her laugh.
Being serious. Like, I just can't not smile when I say stuff like that.
I know.
Don't look at me, Sunita.
All right, I'm not going to look at you. You go over there, Drew.
Like the bad kid in the corner.
You go in the corner.
I thought he looked so awesome in that black shirt.
He does look handsome today.
Well, thanks, ladies.
He knew you were coming.
I'm going to have to take you home.
He doesn't normally look that nice.
No, I just dress up once a day, once a week. Once a month.
Once a month for me.
For you.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
So we're going to take calls, 460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. If you want to talk to Sunita this afternoon, give us a call. Now, you are going to be talking about your career path.
Yes.
Based on your birthday.
The day that you were born has a lot to do with what you pick, so it makes a huge difference.
Wow. Yeah. You should have been a guidance counselor. You could have helped a lot more than what most people's guidance counselors said.
Everybody should call me before the baby is going to be born.
Okay. or probably after, right? Because you need to know the day.
The day that they're born, then I can balance everything.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can point them in the right direction.
Yes. It's true. It really is.
No point in getting them ready, you know, to be a doctor if they can't do it.
I know.
You can stop that right from the beginning.
Exactly.
Now, if you're not able to get through on the phone lines because they fill up pretty fast, you can go to your website, SunitaSitara.com.
Yes.
And you can also find her on Facebook.
Yes.
And she's one of our friends. And so if you have trouble spelling her name, you can go to my website or my Facebook page.
Yes.
And she's one of my friends on there. So
I am her friend.
We got a call for you here.
Okay,
all right,
that
here we go.
Good.
We're going to do it on the fly here. So
okay, that sounds good.
Pretend like you're a guidance counselor and you're inside a stinky high school.
do I have to be? Can it be nice smelling?
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. How about you're a Princeton guidance counselor?
Okay, I like it.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks.
Great. Now, your birthday's on the 7th.
It is.
Do you need more information than that, Sunita?
No, so you were born actually on the 7th.
On the 7th, yes.
Okay.
That's really wonderful because it's a very mystical and intuitive number. So the 7th of the month, you have an analytical mind. You need to develop patience because that will be the key to success. You're very perceptive and insightful. You know, you really should go into some kind of medical profession, nurse, doctor, or something that has to do with science. You're also very philosophical, and you do have a strong need to be alone, and that is something that's really important because you do need to follow that.
Okay.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely.
Are you in the medical field?
I'm not. Oh. I'm in school. I've been on the fence about nursing.
Oh,
really?
That would be so wonderful if you did that because you would have just amazing intuition as far as your patients are concerned. So please do that.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for
You're
listening
welcome.
Today, Kim. I'm also born on the 7th.
Oh.
But I did not choose the medical path.
No, you did not.
But I talk
not.
About science a lot on our show, Sunita.
Yes.
That's right.
I've heard you, Casey.
And she listens to my problems, so she's kind of a psychiatrist,
I do.
Too,
yes,
I guess.
And I'm very intuitive.
Yes, you're very intuitive, Were you born on the 7th?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
June 7th,
remember that now, yes.
460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. We'll talk more with Sunita next. If you want to call us, call in. It's Drew and Casey on KISS FM. *98.9 KISS FM. It's Drew and Casey playing the most hits from the 90s to now. Sunita Sitara is in studio with us today. She's our numerologist. And just by looking at your birthday, she's going to tell you the career path that you should or should have taken.
Yes. Yes.
We found out Casey should have been a doctor. Her dad is thrilled to hear that.
Whatever. He got off cheap with the college.
That's true, right?
I know, but she can't stand blood. I don't know.
That would have been good.
See, I'm the same way. Blood, I'm out of the door.
Okay.
Yes.
Then
yes.
That's not
yes.
good.
No,
I would have had to
good.
Do some type of medical minus blood.
Yes.
I don't know what.
I don't know what either.
Psychiatry, see?
You would have done that.
You would have been a good psychologist.
Yes.
Or a psychiatrist. But then you would have had to give people shots.
Oh, you do that?
When you're a psychiatrist,
Oh, I
yes.
didn't know that either.
I didn't either.
And then once again with the blood.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Good career choice, Casey. Radio works.
Video works.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Hopefully your birthday works out better for you than it did for me. What day were you born?
The 6th.
Okay, 6. Tara, it's good to hear from you. You are a true 6. You have a great love of beauty. You have to kind of guard against putting yourself last because the 6 will always lay themselves down first and take care of other people's needs. You always want to reach for ideal situations, and you always want to have create harmony. You're philosophical and you're very poetic, but sometimes you might have the tendency to smother others because you want to love them so much. But it's a very responsibility-oriented number, and you're very adaptable. So does that sound like you?
Yes, especially the over-loving.
Yeah, the over-loving. So,
yeah, sometimes it can be a bad thing, but, you know, yeah. Overall it's a good thing.
Yeah, overall it is a good thing, but you need to remember that you can kind of smother people too much because you're taking care of them and you're always looking out for them.
I wonder what kind of job would be good.
Yeah, for an over-lover.
Over-lover. Well, well, you know, 6 is also a very musical number. She should have gone into, like, can you sing, Tara?
I love to sing. I karaoke all the time.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
I wish you had just become a singer.
Yeah.
Because it's just part of the 6 nature.
The over-loving could have come out in your music, in your songwriting.
Exactly. I could have been like the next Taylor Swift.
Hey.
Yes.
Not could have. You still can.
You still can. You still have
you
time.
You still can.
Yes.
Thanks for calling,
Thank
Tara.
You.
It's never over.
No, never.
See, I'm still going. I could go back to medical school.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
It isn't a big deal.
It's whatever. Dr. Casey.
Dr. Casey, I like that.
Angela, hi.
Hi.
What day were you born on?
On the 10th.
Okay, so your influence is a 1, and it's an influence of individuality and independence. I mean, that's really, really important. But you are more of a complete number because it's the 10th. So you have the 0 that gives you much more knowledge, and you possess an amazing amount of creative ability. And so you do need to cultivate the creative side. You are a pioneer, and you want to go out there. You really don't like to be hemmed in. So because you're the 10th, you have a much more of a rounded 1 rather than just being focused on yourself. So you're independent, but at the same time, you're very creative. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Sound confused.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of regretting my career choice now.
What did you do?
Well, no, I'm just a secretary, but... Yeah.
Well, you can change.
You can change. You have the ability to run that office wherever you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Yeah, you definitely can. So do you mind me asking how old you are?
I am 33.
Oh, girlfriend, you're young. Yes, just take over the office.
Okay, that sounds great.
Sunita said so.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you. 460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. We've got time for another call or two with Sunita. It's Drew and Casey on Kiss FM. Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM, playing the most hits from the 90s to now. That's new from Graham Colton, Pacific Coast Eyes. And Sunita's in our studio, Sunita Sitara. Don't forget, if you don't get through on the phone lines, I know it fills up really fast.
It does.
When you're in here, you can go and email her at sunitasitara.com. She's also on Facebook. If you want to send her a message, make sure you tell her that you heard it on our show, and she'll do your reading for free.
Yes, I will. Definitely.
We've got a guy online. Very rarely do we have men.
I love it.
All right.
Yeah.
He needs some advice, too.
Hi, Jeremiah.
Hello.
Now, you were born on the 17th?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Okay, right. Jeremiah, this is wonderful. You are very independent-oriented, and because you have the 1-7 combination, it's very, very strong. And you have to be careful and not be ruthless in your life.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Are you mean?
You could be a villain.
At times, I guess.
Okay. You have to develop your spiritual nature. And what happens with an 8 is there's a lot of power and determination because you have those 2 really strong numbers. And you're very forthright, and anything to do with finances will work really well. So either you have a very complicated relationship with money, or you're good with money. I don't know which one you are.
I'm going to say good.
Okay.
That's good. Does that help? What do you do for a living?
Directional drilling.
Oh, see, yeah, he needed to be a director of something.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
for
it.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Once again, sunitasitara.com. Send us an email, too, if you have trouble finding her.
Yes, definitely.
We'll be happy to help you. So you'll be back next month before you go on your world tour.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to drive to Newfoundland.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to have so much fun.
I am looking forward to
it. Is Spitfire out of the shop?
She had to go back in today.
She did?
She had a little bit of a leak. It was kind of like green stuff on the garage floor.
By the way, Spitfire is her car for everyone who's... It's not the name of a horse. It's a car. So
she doesn't ride horses in Newfoundland.
I need to clarify what they're talking about.
233 horses. Yeah, no, Spitfire. How many horses do you have, in a car? Is it like...
I don't know. I got a new car. So, yes, I have no idea about this new vehicle.
What's the new car's name?
Lex.
Lex?
Mm-hmm. It's a boy
now. Is it a boy? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Kissy, you can't do that.
I know. I've been missing Muffy a lot lately, but that's a whole nother show.
I've been missing Muffy. I don't know about boy cars.
Oh. I know. I've been missing Muffy, but I heard that Muffy went to a really great home. Over the weekend, yes.
Okay, so I'm glad to hear that.
Well, we need to go. So have fun on your vacation. We'll see you next month.
Okay, thank you.
It's Drew and Casey on Kiss FM.